Chapter 5. Common Beginner Mistakes. Now, just because the feast and famine diet is easy to understand and simple to apply to your lifestyle, doesn't mean it's easy for all to practice and it's impossible to make mistakes. In fact, some mistakes with intermittent fasting are fairly common among beginners. Let's go over them and see if you can't avoid these pitfalls before you make them rather than after. A few of these I even learned the hard way. Pigging out on too much on junk food. Let's be serious for a second on the subject of getting lean and healthy. While we are allowed and encouraged to eat loosely and enjoyably on feast days, this doesn't mean we have a license to eat completely like a glutton. So, if you're not losing weight the way you'd like to be, and are eating endless chips, ice cream, and candy on your feast days, tighten up your diet and eat healthier. You should be striving to optimize your health anyway, shouldn't you? Being scared to death of hunger. No one has ever starved to death eating 500 calories or less every other day, nor have they damaged their body in any way. So, if you're experiencing great stress and discomfort over being hungry every other day, it's time to gain more control over your mind. This is done by developing your willpower, doing things like following this diet, even when you would rather not be, focusing on your desired end result. Be tough and be rewarded. Eating too much on famine days. Let's not play games. 500 calories or less means 500 calories or less. If you are eating clean on your feast days and still not losing weight, it likely means you are eating too much on famine days. Cut down on what you're eating, and if you must, check the calorie counts to make sure that you are at 500 calories or under. Reducing your level of activity. It's tempting for some to slow down their activities on famine days. Don't fall into this. In fact, with at least feast and famine experience under your belt, you will realize famine days actually free up more energy and you should strive to be even more active. Doing more is almost always better than doing nothing, as long as you can do it safely. Putting yourself unnecessarily around people who don't respect your diet efforts. Apart from close friends and family, who it would be difficult to avoid, it's a downer to be around people who try to talk negatively about or discourage you from meeting your feast and famine goals. Again, dieting is 90% mental, so don't let other people mess with your mental game. It's annoying, defeatist, and unnecessary. These common beginner mistakes are all easy to avoid, and if you stumble, it's okay. Just keep going. The feast and famine diet has been designed to be both effective and open and user-friendly. A little bit of self-reflection and you are quickly back on course and seizing the body and life of your dreams.